welcome to LawPod. My name is Sadie Sturgeon, and today I'm joined by the Student Skills Assistants, Aisling and Adam. Thank you so much for joining us today. In this episode, we will be discussing the possibly dreaded topic of exam preparation and how students may navigate and approach the upcoming exams. So, beginning firstly with the topic of preparation, the end of year take-home exams will differ from the coursework we complete throughout the year, and naturally our preparation will reflect this and will also differ. So in what ways can students prepare themselves for take-home exams in terms of note organisation and collection?
I think the best approach here is that if you make sure that you have well organised and succinct notes on hand during the exams. Obviously everybody learns differently. Maybe if you're a visual learner, you could have a visual representation of all your notes. So you could have them all colour-coded and printed. Or if you're somebody who would prefer to have your notes on your laptop or computer, you could have them colour-coded with different tags online and just know where everything is. One of the good approaches I've seen is people who make kind of like a table of contents for your notes. So if you have maybe a cover page with these topics or in this place at pages 1 to 18, or these cases are in this place, or notes on these past paper questions are here, so that whenever you're sitting with your exam, you know exactly where everything is and you can go straight to it once you process and understand what the question's asking you.
Yeah, kind of like a mini textbook almost for yourself.
Yes, exactly.
Perfect. And then kind of off the back of that, do you have any tips for how students can prepare themselves to interact with and utilise case law during these exams, as they definitely wouldn't have time to read through the lengthy judgments?
So just as a little bit of a preemption, like in your driving test, you want to say, what should you have done? It's like, should you have seen the hazard in advance? A lot of it is making sure you're adequately prepared, using the time that you have now wisely to create a bank of cases and authorities that you can draw on the exam. A lot of this will be laid out in the module handbook and in your lecture materials. It's becoming more and more familiar with the cases, how particularly they're related to each other. Something like a mind map could be really useful. But you have this on hand in the exam. It's one of these core materials. It's like using your lecture and the tutorial guidance and doing research now, putting all this together so you're not scrambling to find cases or read judgments or understanding them during the exam. If you're reading the judgments and creating your own short summaries, kind of interacting actively with it, the opportunity to create your own notes is also part of the learning process. Make sure you do fully understand the judgments, and a good way to do that can be explaining it to people. So if you're working in a group, that can be a very useful tool in that respect. You might want to pull out useful quotations or points from dissenting judgments. Sometimes case commentaries will have this sort of material, so it's another way to build in different sources, and it's going to save you time during the exam, as you won't be having to search through notes for particular cases or not necessarily as familiar with the judgments. It'll give you the opportunity to structure your answer and think about what you want to include. But it's also important to be adaptable. So while you have a bank of notes prepared for your exam, you might decide that you want to incorporate something else. And if you have time left in the review, you can pull in materials for cases that are more supplementary. So it's kind of about managing the interaction of all the materials that you have and being able to structure it in such a way that you can make the best use of the material you've got.
Yeah, absolutely. Time is definitely going to be of the essence in these exams. And I think that given that many students due to COVID are unfamiliar with sitting exams in shorter time periods, revision is really, really important. And do you have any extra tips to offer on revision for these?
I think that the key thing that I would say is to give yourself enough time to prepare.
Yep.
So at this stage, you're coming up to your Easter break. You're going to have a couple of weeks off classes, lectures and tutorials. Start now. Use that time. Obviously, take a break. But use that time. Make sure you leave yourself enough time to get everything together, understand where all your materials are. Remember that all the work that you've been doing in your lectures and your tutorials, preparing for your tutorials up to now, is all in preparation for the exam. So use all of that material. You have your lecture slides there. You have all of your tutorial preparation work there. You have reading lists and stuff on Canvas. Make sure you familiarise yourself with all that and then use it in terms of creating this little bank of notes for going into the exam. Also, I think an important thing is that in the 7-hour exam, it's not like you're sitting in an exam hall. You're going to be using your computer, you're going to be using your laptop, and it's likely that you'll be using the library website and also the legal databases, so the likes of Westlaw, Lexis Library, Bailey. So make sure you're familiar with all of those things and that you know how to use them, so that doesn't come as a surprise to you in the 7 hours.
Yeah, that's definitely very important. Mental preparation will also be an important part of the process for students. Do you have any tips on how students can achieve this?
In terms of how you approach it, prepare like you would for any exam. Make sure that you're in the right frame of mind, that you feel confident. That, again, comes from preparation and knowing that you know the materials. make sure you haven't burned yourself out by the time the exam comes around. So get enough sleep. Even if you think other people are doing more and spending nights in the library, it's important to think ultimately your ability to perform in that 7-hour window is as important or arguably more important than that kind of last minute prep. So yeah, late nights aren't worth anything if you're tired by the time the exam comes around. It can be stressful, but do the things that you know will help you manage that stress. It's similar to it in terms of if you've had difficult periods or around assignments previously in terms of COVID, if you haven't had the opportunity to sit exams, there are the same sorts of skills going into assignments. It's being able to identify that opportunity to take breaks and kind of recover mentally during as well as after. So, you know, taking breaks during the exam, there's a kind of misconception that a 7-hour exam is like a 2-hour exam times 3.5.
Yes.
But in practice, you'll have an understanding about when you're working effectively and when you're getting tired. It's being able to sort of budget your time within that and then being clear on what's asked of you in different exams. So, you know, check the word count, the questions you need to prepare, how the different sections of the paper are laid out, avoiding that stress, thinking about, for example, depending on the marks that are assigned for different elements of the paper, being able to portion your time accordingly. And then the university does have a range of support. You have a look at the student wellbeing page, and there are other avenues that you've maybe used in the past in terms of tutors and peer support as well. That is very important.
Continuing on from the idea of mental preparation, also the environment in which these exams are completed will impact upon students' experience. What environment would you advise for students to create for themselves?
I think, again, each student is different, and you know yourself and you know what kind of environment you concentrate best in. And I think what's also important is it's an environment where you can concentrate best, but also where you can take those breaks and take time out to yourself as well. I think if you can, obviously we acknowledge that not everybody is in a situation where they might be able to do this, but try and minimise the distractions around you. So noise or other people coming in and out of the room and stuff like that. As I said, everybody's different. The setting that you require might be different. Some people like to work in complete absolute silence. Some people like some music in the background. I know that I'm somebody who can't work in complete silence. I need some music behind me. So a good idea might be even to create a playlist for yourself of music that maybe you've listened to when you're preparing for the exam, or that you know calms you down so that you have all of that ready. That's less thinking for you to do during the exam period. I think as well, it sounds obvious, but try to make sure that you have a stable internet connection and you don't need to worry about that. Make sure that all of your notes are backed up. If you're saving them digitally or electronically, make sure that those are backed up on a memory stick or on your OneDrive. You're not going to lose them. And if they're printed, make sure that you have enough space around you for you to be able to see everything and everything's on hand. It sounds obvious, and Adam touched on this, but also make sure that during those 7 hours, you're drinking water and you're staying hydrated and you're also eating well throughout it too.
Yeah, I think it would be easy for students to forget, like you said, that you can't take breaks during that time. And it's important also to use those breaks wisely and maybe not spend them scrolling on your phone. So broaching on the topic of time management, I think the main worry for students this year, and particularly those with past experience of the 48 hours exams, is how to adapt to the 7-hour time period and use that time economically. Roughly, how much time should students apportion to the different elements like the planning process, the writing process, research, referencing, read-through stage?
I think it's important here there's no hard and fast rule. One of the challenges for law is a very rules-based subject. This idea that you're going to have an exact 15-minute planning period, then you have a 3-minute break, and then you've got to start your stopwatch for that break. Somewhat undermines the ability to be able to sort of relax and switch off during those breaks effectively. There's no absolute prescription about how long you should take for each question. It will vary for each student and depend on the level of preparation that you've done. Make sure you take the time to understand the question being asked. It underlines how these skills used in a take-home exam are the same as used in assignment, whether it's a case note or a problem question. Being able to break down the question, understand its constituent elements, and importantly, how they relate to each other. So make sure you take time to understand the different parts of the question, whether you're being asked to take a specific approach. For example, if it's more of a problem question style, you write through the fact pattern several times to identify all the issues in the question. Don't rush through reading the questions or make the mistake of thinking you know what it really means or ask you to do without fully reading and comprehending. So sometimes it can be worth writing it out again or paraphrasing it. And then in doing so, you'll kind of develop an understanding of the elements of the question, as I mentioned, and how they relate to each other. Think about the notes you've made during the semester or the banks of cases that you've made or in journal articles that might be suitable for the topic being discussed. Spend time putting your answer together. Don't just put stuff into an answer because you have some notes of the topic. Make sure what you put into the answer is relevant to the question. It's sort of more general advice, but something I'd say is, imagine you're sitting opposite a client and they're saying, why should I care? It's the same for any legal response, justifying the inclusion of the material that you have and outlining its relation to the rest of the question. Make sure you leave enough time at the end of the exam for editing and reading through your answer to make sure you're happy with what you've written. Everything's clearly written. There's no hard and fast rule, but drawing out my idea based on the word count of the question and then how marks are apportioned is particularly important.
Absolutely. I think that's all the questions we have today. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure everyone's going to find that very informative.
Thank you.
Thanks.